Chapter 7 Daily Life
第七章日常生活
Unit 7 Daily Life
日常生活
Conversations Part 1
John invites Betty to have dinner with their friends.
Hi, Betty. Rose and Johnson would like to have dinner with us before the movie.
What time are we supposed to meet them?
At about 5:30.
Maybe you'd better go without me. I really wish I could go, but I have too much work to do. I'm writing an article, and it has to go out tomorrow.
Oh, that's really too bad.
I'm sorry to let you down.
That's okay. I can understand you. Part 2.
Three friends talk about daily routine and habits in England and in China.
Robert, you are from England, aren't you?
Yes, I am. From the north of England. Why?
Well, do you find that life is very different from, life in England? I mean, life here and life in England.
Yes, it really is, because everything happens earlier here.
Oh?
It certainly does. Yes, you get up earlier in the morning.
When do you get up?
I don't get up until 7:30 in England.
7:30?
And I get up at 8:15 and I arrive at work between 9:20 and 9:30.
I see. At what time, do people have their dinner?
Oh, it depends on what time they get home.I don't have dinner till about 7 or 8 o'clock. Oh, that's quite early, Green. I can... sometimes 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. But where I live, most people have dinner at 5:30 or 6:30, in fact.
It varies, doesn't it?
Yes, there is a lot of difference.
What do you do when you are going out in the evening?
Oh, very often there's no time for dinner. I go straight from work to play sport or go to the cinema or whatever it is.
And you eat afterwards?
Yes, but something light.I try and have a big lunch in the middle of the day. And we begin work at 9 o'clock in England. Here we work, yes, 8 o'clock every day. Yes, that's much earlier.
Yes, yes it is. You'll soon get used to it, I'm sure. Part 3.
John and Ellen are planning for the weekend.
You know, this is the first Saturday I've had off in months.
Well, what are you planning to do with all this free time?
Maybe I'll clean the house.
It certainly needs it. But remember, you're not supposed to lift anything heavy. I just don't want you to have any more back problems.Oh, and remember, we've invited the Smiths for dinner tonight.
What time are they going to be here?
At about 6 o'clock.
Should I make dessert?
Not unless you want to. They said not to go to any trouble. Part 4.
Tom asks Rose if she needs something.
I'm going into town. Can I get you anything while I'm out?
Do you think you might go by a post office?
I could. What would you like?
Oh, could you get me a book of 20-cent stamps?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
I'll go and get some money.
Don't worry about it. You can pay me back when I get back.
If you happen to go by the stationery, could you buy a pad of writing paper for me?
Sure, no problem.
But don't bother if it's inconvenient. Here's a $10 bill. I'm sure that it'll be more than enough.
Oh, and would you mind posting these letters?
Not at all.
Just one more thing. Could you drop off this film at a camera shop?
Sure, if I have time.
Thank you very much.
Passage. Life. Sometimes, people come into your life and you realize that they are there for some purpose. To teach you a lesson, or to help you to know who you are or who you want to become. You'd never know who these people may be. Your friend, your classmate, your neighbor, your coworker, your teacher, or even a stranger. But they will deeply affect your life in some way. And sometimes things happen to you that may seem unfair. Painful and horrible at first, but later, you realize that without overcoming those difficulties, you would never know your strength, willpower, or potential. Everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens by chance or by means of good luck. Illness, great achievement, love, injury and failure all come to test the limits of your soul. Without these tests, life would be like a straight and flat road. But it goes nowhere. It would be safe and comfortable, but dull and completely meaningless. Those people who affect your life, and the failure and the success you experience, can help you to create who you are and who you become. Even the bad experiences can be learned from. In fact, they are the most important ones. If someone breaks your heart or hurts you, please forgive them, for they helped you to learn about the importance of being careful when you open your heart. If someone loves you, love them back, because they are teaching you to love and how to open your heart and eyes to things. You can make of your life anything you wish.
Appreciate every moment and take everything from those moments as possible as you can.
Because you may never be able to experience them again. Talk to people who you have never talked to before, and when they talk, you'd better listen to them. Let yourself fall in love, then break free and set your sights high. Tell yourself you are a great person and believe in yourself. For if you don't believe in yourself, it will be difficult for others to believe in you. Make every day meaningful and interesting. Create your own life and live without regrets. love your life, and you may have some pleasant, cheerful, and happy hours. If we are strong enough to forgive, brave enough to love, generous enough to rejoice in others' happiness, we can make great achievements in our own lives.
Words and expressions.
Article.
Routine.
Very.
Light.
Scent.
Stationary.
Pad.
Inconvenient.
Purpose.
Overcome.
Potential.
Willpower.
Injury.
Achievement.
Thrilling.
Glorious.
Exercises. Section 1. Listening Comprehension.
Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the four possible choices. A. Most Americans eat breakfast and lunch quickly. And the favorite fast food in the United States is the hamburger. It seems impossible, but 34 billion hamburgers are eaten every year. This is enough to make a line of hamburgers around the world four times. The favorite place to buy a hamburger is a fast food restaurant. In these restaurants, people stand at the counter, order their food, wait a few minutes, and carry the food to a table themselves. They can eat it in the restaurant or take the food out and eat it at home, at work, or in a park. Fast food restaurants are very popular because the service is fast and the food is inexpensive. For many people, this is more important than the quality of the food. These restaurants are popular because the food is always the same. People know that if they eat at a certain company's restaurant, in the north or the south of the city, the food will be the same. If they eat in New York or San Francisco, it will still be the same.
B. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi, Tom.
How's your day? Is everything okay?
Oh, I'm fine. What about you?
I'm fine, too. Any ideas for this evening?
Thank God!
It's Friday again.
You mean going out? Oh, I'm feeling a bit tired. I mean, if we go, how about seeing a film?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Do you know what's on tonight?
No, I don't really know.
I heard Titanic is on.
It's really a good film.
You know, about the love between a girl and a boy.
Well, to tell you the truth, I've read the book and I wasn't that interested in it.
Weren't you?
Well, it sounds a bit stupid.
Does it? Oh, I'd have quite liked it. Well, never mind. Let's see if there's anything else on. I'll go and get the paper. Wait a minute.
I'll tell you what. I think the film Gone with the Wind is on.
Oh, yes. I'd really like to see that. Now, let's have a look. What time's the performance?
Oh, God, you won't believe it.
What?
Finished yesterday.
Oh, no, what a pity.
I'd really like to have seen it.
Anything else on?
Yes. How about this film, The Braveheart? I've heard of it. What's that about?
Well, The Braveheart. He won an Oscar for it, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know. Is it good?
I'm not very keen on that.
Hang on, let's see what else is on. Rose Cinema. Oh, The Hero at the Rose Cinema.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd like to see that.
Well, actually, I've seen it. But I wouldn't mind seeing it again. It was really good. You'll enjoy it.
Are you sure? What time is it on?
Let me see. There's one... First performance at 6, second one at 8:15.
The 8:15 would be good because we still have time to book the tickets.
Yeah.
What's their phone number? I'll ring up and book them.
Oh, you'll book them now. Great. Now, let's have a look. Yeah, here we are. It's 8835288.
Okay. All right. I'll book them right now. Hello? Rose Cinema? This is Tom speaking. We'd like to book 2 tickets for the 8:15 film, The Hero. Are the tickets still available? They are. Great. Tom. Yes, 2 people. Thank you. Well, it's done. What about some food then? I'm hungry.
Oh, yes. I'm hungry too.
How about some Japanese food? I know a very good restaurant quite close to the Rose Cinema.
That'll be very nice. I feel like some Japanese food tonight. It's lovely. See. Have you done this work before?
No, I haven't. But I really want to do this kind of job.
Really? Why are you interested in it?
Because I think it would give me a chance to use and develop the things I've learned at school and in my last job.
By the way, what was your last job?
I worked in an insurance company.
Why did you leave?
Well, it was an interesting job in many ways, and I felt I learned a great deal, but to be honest with you, I had several arguments with the boss, and I decided it would be better to find another job.
What are these arguments about?
He said he had told me to do things and I had not done them. But it was not my fault. The fault was that he forgot to tell me to do them. And when I told him he had never told me, he became very angry and said I was lying. This simply wasn't true.
Oh, I see.
Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not criticizing my boss. To tell you the truth, I liked him very much. But he was overworked, and it seemed that he forgot things easily. I think I learned even from that, from our arguments.
What do you think you learned from that?
I think I learned that it's very important for you to ask more questions about what you are going to do.
I understand you. It's very interesting.
Supplementary reading.
British homes and American homes. British homes are like Americans, but usually smaller. Old people, young and unmarried people, do not live together. Many British people, about one-third, live in rented state-owned homes called council houses. Many of these are flats, but some are houses, each with a small garden. Other people rent their homes from private owners. Half of the families in Britain own homes. Millions of these owner-occupied houses are the same, with two or three bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs, a sitting room, dining room, and kitchen downstairs, and a small garden at the back or front of the house. To pay for their houses, homeowners borrow money from a building society and pay back a little every month. There are about 19 million homes in Britain. They are big homes and small homes, old cottages and new high-rise buildings, houses and flats. Many British people love old houses, and they are more expensive than modern ones. They also love gardening, and gardens are everywhere in towns, villages, and even in the more distant country. Some are very small, with just one tree and a few flowers. Others are enormous, with plenty of flowers and enough vegetables and fruit trees to feed a family. There are a lot of different kinds of homes in Britain, but they are not enough. It can be difficult for young people to find a home when they get married and start a family. Like British homes, many Americans do not live with their families, but in apartments. Americans call it apartments, but British people say flat. Blocks of residential areas where everyone is more or less of the same age. Young people often move away from home when they leave school or finish their education. They move into shared apartments if they can afford it. They do their own cooking and cleaning, and go to the family home occasionally for the weekend. Young married couples may move to new suburbs, where most people have young children. In the country, some even build their houses themselves. If a family's income goes up, they may move to another suburb, where the houses are bigger, with two or even three garages, a swimming pool, a game room for the children, and everything a family could want. Old people often do not live with their grown-up children. Many live in old people's homes. Some live in special towns built for old people, where there are no young children and the environment is very quiet. Americans often move their houses and some families change their homes every few years. Every year, 20% of Americans move houses, from north to south or from west to east.